Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is a current patient. I just met Todd Schwartz a few minutes ago. He's 19 years old. He's from Westwood, Massachusetts. How are you doing today, pal?
I'm pretty good.
Good. And Dr. Larry Shulman is here as well. He is on the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute staff, and we thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us as well.
Let me talk to Todd first. You're a big sports fan, I can tell.
Yeah. Just a little bit.
Yeah. So what are your big sports here?
Basically anything Boston, you
really?
Name it. I got the Yastrzemski on right now.
Wow, check that out, man.
All right.
Well done.
Left-handed hitter, Todd?
What?
Left-handed hitter?
No, I'm a righty.
Not like he is, huh?
No.
So you're a Red Sox fan, you're a Patriots fan?
Patriots fan, Celtics fan, you name it. Bruins.
Revolution?
Not so much.
I knew eventually.
Typical Boston sports fan. Well,
typical fan. Yeah.
I knew. I eventually get to him. Let me bring the doctor in right now, Dr. Shulman, because we were talking earlier about the survival rates and looking at the numbers and the differences, and maybe you can give us some insight into why those numbers are increasing at a dramatic rate and where you see this thing going. Mike Andrews was talking about it earlier, but where you see this thing going in the next 10 or 15 years.
Well, I've got a few gray hairs, as the audience can't see because it's radio, but you can see.
I tell you what, if you need some help, Buckley's got some hair dye. You'll fix you right up. I can get rid of those gray hairs.
See
for
me
you.
After the show.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this for more than a quarter of a century. In fact, when I started doing this, it was 1975, and I can still remember sitting in the hospital the night Carlton Fisk hit his home run. Mm-hmm. In the World Series, but in those 25 years, things have changed. And 25 years ago, we didn't have much to offer, but we knew that things were beginning to roll. We knew we started to develop treatments that could help patients, and that's why I got interested in the field. But in those 25 years, we've gone from just sort of helping people to curing lots of people. We've learned from the Jimmy Fund and from the kids that we can understand the cancers better, we can develop better treatments, and now many of our patients are cured, many are surviving, but not all are cured, and we still have a lot of work to do. So we've come a long way, but we got a long way to go yet.
Do we find that new cancers are popping up on a regular basis? Are there newer things that you look at and say, where did this come from?
Well, what we do know is that we understand cancers much better. You know, in the old days, we lumped them together and one cancer looked like another. Now we understand there are different cancers, are caused by different things. They have different molecular biological properties, and that's a fancy word, but mm-hmm. what that really means is that we're starting to understand the cancers now in ways that we never did before. And because we understand them, we can develop treatments that are really focused against the cancer, not the howitzer rifle approach of what we've used in the past, toxic chemotherapy, but really focused treatments that are directed only against the cancer cells and leave the normal body cells alone.
Doctor, do you have enough equipment and wherewithal, enough talented people on staff to address all these different strains? Obviously, money's very important.
You know, we're blessed at the Dana-Farber with a huge, talented staff. People who are in the clinics with patients like Todd every day, and I was a couple hours ago before coming down here, and also very large research staff in the laboratories. But, you know, research is not cheap, you know, and there's an irony here, which is as the biology gets more interesting, as we understand the cancers better, the funds we need to support that research actually go up. The technology is much more sophisticated. The chemicals, the equipment, very, very expensive. We got a lot of funding from the government, but you know as well as I do, we never get as much as we need. And this is a little bit like driving a car. You know, if you want to get from point A to point B, if you go at 40 miles an hour, you'll get there some amount of time. You go at 80 miles an hour, you're going to get there twice as fast. What we need is we need more gas for the engine. The more support we have for the research that we're doing, the faster we're going to get to the point where our patients are walking out cured, not having to worry about their cancer.
Todd, when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in the beginning of my senior year, in December. I'm now going to be a sophomore at UMass, Amherst. Yeah.
UMass Amherst?
Yeah.
Good man.
Actually,
it's my school.
I'm
here.
Expecting all the guys to be calling in any minute now.
Yeah, here we go.
You better be anyway.
I'll give the phone number again. 877-738-1234. We just heard Dr. Shulman talk about the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. You're there. You're
one
of the,
this morning.
Yeah, you're one of the patients. You tell us what you're experiencing, what the other kids are experiencing when they go in there for treatment.
Well, I mean, it started out when I went, when I started going in December, you go in very skeptical, very, just really, really concerned about what kind of attention you're going to get. You know, so many people are affected by cancer. You wonder where you're going to lie with regards to, you know, who's going to be paying attention and what kinds of things are going to be going on. And you find out very quickly that every kid is just given so much attention, and the attention that's paid to detail is just incredible.
Do you see younger kids there when you're there?
Yeah, and that's, I think that's, honestly, that's part of what's been a lot harder than just actually having it myself, is that, well, I'm at an age where I can grasp it a lot better.
Right.
I'm 19, and I understand a lot more what's going on, and I'm able to control it a lot better and deal with it a lot better. But going in every day and seeing kids of a far younger age that might not even understand what's going on, and thinking like that, what they have to go through, and knowing that I've actually had a lot better than, you know, I've had a lot better reaction than anticipated, and a lot of kids don't have it that way. I mean, compared to some of the kids I've seen, I've had it easy, and that's something that I think a lot of people, like we were talking about earlier with Mo Vaughn, you really have to see to understand.
Do you talk to younger kids when you're there?
I had a pretty good relationship with a little kid who's done now, but in the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go in and we'd talk baseball for a few, and he was just a really good kid, and we'd play video games and stuff over in the playroom, and you know, luckily he doesn't have to go there anymore. He's all done. But you know, just coming in and seeing him, he'd go to sleep 15 minutes after being there, because mm-hmm. they had him on, you know, like certain things to make him not have to go through as much of it.
Right.
And it's difficult. It makes it a lot harder, you know.
You have kids your age, I'm sure, that you can relate to, and you guys can sit there and talk about what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I've chosen the other route, which is to not talk about it too much, because mm-hmm. it's not easy to discuss with everybody, and so many people who have been just incredible are always curious what's going on and how you're doing, and it becomes difficult, but at the same time, you're appreciative that so many people care. And so many people are interested in how you're feeling, but it does get difficult to talk about. But just knowing that there's as many outlets to discuss how you're feeling, what you're going through, what kinds of reactions you're having at the Jimmy Fund is pretty incredible. I mean, they really are.
I've had some of the kids tell me over the years that it feels almost like a home away from home. It's so comfortable over there.
Yeah, it really is. I had the opportunity to speak at the State House with Mike Andrews and Stacy Lucchino and Johnny Pesky, which was pretty cool.
Boy.
And yeah,
everybody
he walked
loves
into the
Johnny.
Room and the place kind of went dead silent for a few seconds. All the congressmen were sort of like a little hush over the crowd. But, and what I told them when I was there was, you know, I mean, it's difficult, but it has become a family. It really has. Like, I don't consider my nurse a nurse. I consider, you know, I tell her pretty much anything. I don't consider my doctors doctors. I consider them family. I tell them more than I tell some of my family
sure.
sometimes. They know so much, and they're so helpful. And on top of being helpful medically, they're just people. And all they want to do is, they're dedicating their lives to helping others and saving lives. So, they're giving theirs to help others have them. And it's really special to go in and to have that kind of bond with your doctor is something that you don't have under other circumstances.
I take it, Dr. Shulman, that is something that's very, very important when you're dealing with youngsters that maybe don't understand a lot of what they're facing right now, and that in the medical business, we can at times get treated like numbers. And in this case, if you're not treating them individually as people, that maybe it becomes even more difficult for them.
Well, let me make a comment here, if I could break in.
Please.
We're here today in the midst of lots and lots of sports heroes, real heroes of New England and the Boston area, but having been in the other side of the desk that Todd was just a few hours ago, the real heroes here are the patients.
You bet.
People like Todd and the other patients who come in every day, you know, pick themselves up by their bootstraps, do what they need to do, and not only that, turn around and help each other out, and quite frankly, help us out as well. They're the real heroes. And working at the Dana-Farber is a special place. It's a special place because there are nurses, like Todd mentioned, who don't see them as patients, but see them as family. And we see them as family, and we've tried to create an atmosphere that is that. It's not a numbers atmosphere. It's a person's atmosphere. And frankly, the other thing that makes the Dana-Farber so special is the support we get from the community, from the fans of New England who year after year contribute to try to support the place, help the research, and also from the Red Sox. The Red Sox have been terrific. They've been terrific for half a century. That's a long time. And if you look back in the 40s and the 50s, there was nothing going on in cancer research, and there was nothing that we had to offer. And through the support of the Red Sox and the support of the New England community, we have the time and we have the resources to sit with Todd and to sit with the other patients. And that's a privilege that really, there is no other like it.
You've said it right. You understand it. You're dealing with it every day. You are a hero, Todd. And thanks for stopping by. We really appreciate it.
And good luck to you, my friend.
Good luck.
Take care, guys.
And thanks so much.
Thank you, doctor.
Thank you. Let me give that phone number again. 877-738-1234. Come on, UMass. Get off your
duck. And Westwood. What's the deal?
What's the deal here? I like this kid
already. Todd, what part of UMass do you live in? Southwest?
Yeah, actually,
Let's get all the kids. No beer tonight. Just call in from Southwest.
No beer tonight.
Just pass on the beer tonight.
Michael, we could get a small fortune if they just cut it in half.
I was going to say.
Give us your beer money.
I know Southwest. Trust me.
But all of Westwood, let's go.
Mark's got stories. 877-738-1234.
You always wanted to know what you could do to help, and this is a good way.
Absolutely. Todd, thank you very much. Really appreciate it. Doctor, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.